Do you believe now? Do you have faith in the Knicks now? We took down the Philadelphia 76ers in game one of the first round of the playoffs. And we did so without Jalen Brunson, our superstar, going off. If that's the case, that means very bad things for the Philadelphia 76ers moving forward. Because Jalen Brunson is not going to have many more bad games. He is a consistent playoff scorer, and he's going to show you why in game two. The Knicks stepped up. They did exactly what they needed to do. They sent a statement to the league letting them know the Knicks are here, New York is here, and we are a legit threat in the NBA playoffs. We're going to break down exactly what happened last night and what the New York Knicks did against the Philadelphia 76ers. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks take game one of the NBA playoffs. I could not believe that game yesterday. The atmosphere was electric. If you were watching that game live, the audience at MSG would never stop making a sound. Each and every possession, each and every play, the Knicks audience would always make some type of roar. No matter, even in the first round, we were down about 10 points and it was looking like the game was getting out of reach. The Knicks fans believed. The team believed. We never stopped believing. And each and every quarter, we got better. We locked in. Our defense got better. Our defense on Embiid got better. And unfortunately for Embiid, the way he was playing was looking very good. And then he did a move. A self-passing dunk that unfortunately he landed wrong on that knee and he went down. And he missed a lot of that second quarter and the Knicks took advantage and they went off. Even though he returned back, he did not look like the same player when he returned. If anything, it looked like he couldn't jump anymore. The only thing he could do is draw defenders near him and try to make plays and take contact and get to the line. Other than that, he really couldn't do anything else out there. He was limited. He is clearly injured and he's clearly not himself. But the New York Knicks did not care at all. They took full advantage of that. And because of that, they won that game last night, 111 to 104. And you may be asking yourself, why is Miles McBride the main part of that graphic? Well, it's because the deuce was loose and he went off. What a playoff performance. 36 pick in the second round. From that all the way to this. He earned the New York Knicks player spotlight for the game. A game that had Jalen Brunson and Joel Embiid playing in it. And Miles McBride was the star to talk about. 21 points, 4 assists, 5 three-pointers made. I want to make sure we understand this. He was 5 of 7 from 3. 5 of 7 from 3. He was electric as soon as he entered that game. Defensively, he had it going. But offensively, he helped bring the Knicks back. Everybody was watching that second quarter. Everybody saw the bench come in. The non-Brunson minutes. And we saw that team go off. It was not only him, though. As we look at the breakdown here, he had some help. And one of those players also was off the bench, and I'm so happy to say the Knicks traded for him. Bojan Bogdanović, he came in that game and did exactly what you needed him to do. Gave you instant offense, gave you the threes like you needed, was taking contact as well. The Sixers didn't have any answer for him, didn't know what to do with him. Off the bench right now, we have starters that could potentially be starting for the Knicks right now, and they're coming off of our bench. That's the difference right now with this Knicks team. Oh, and by the way, we are dominating them on the boards, whether it's Josh Hart, Isaiah Hartenstein, or Mitchell Robinson. It doesn't matter. On the boards, the New York Knicks are winning. And if your big man can't jump because of an injury, the Knicks are always going to win that battle. Let's take a look at the breakdown of the game to see what the New York Knicks were doing last night. Shout out to Fred Katz of The Athletic for giving us the final information about the game last night. Knicks 111, Sixers 104. Knicks lead the series 1-0. Let me give that to you one more time. The Knicks lead this series. The series they were counted out of. Remember, we were the underdogs, not really the second seed. Well, the not really second seed, the easier matchup is 1-0 on this Philly team. Take that. Start talking about that. Put respect on that. Brunson, 22 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 8 of 26 from the field. He was largely ineffective. Now, that wasn't his own fault. Obviously, the Sixers game plan for him, and they made sure they made it difficult for him, giving him defender after defender on him with size, athleticism, and also had a wingspan for days so they could block him for behind as well. They even had Tyrese Maxey going on him sometimes to switch on the double to get him from behind as well. Going back to the breakdown, we have Hart with 22 points and 13 rebounds. Miles McBride, 21, 3, and 4. Robinson, 8 and 12 with 4 blocks. Maxey, 33, 2, and 4. And Bede, even injured, 29, 8, and 6. It was ridiculous, the amount of pressure and the amount of attention that Jalen Brunson got. But you know what? The other players on this Knicks team stepped up. And I said it to start the video. Jalen Brunson will not have another bad performance like this again. Even if the Sixers want to do the exact same thing they did to him last night again, it's not going to work the exact same way. One thing we've learned about Jalen Brunson this season is you cannot play him the exact same way. He figures out things very, very quickly. And once he figures you out, if you don't switch it up, he's going to continue to cook. I'm glad they gave Jalen Brunson that work in the first game, because now he's going to think about that all day long, all night long, during practice, each and every single instance he can think about it. That's what he's going to do, because that's the player that he is. And he's going to think about how to beat it, how to get past it, how to defeat it. Once that happens, you're not going to stop JB. I'm not worried about JB. If anything, you guys, the Sixers, should be very worried. The Knicks beat you guys without Jalen Brunson going off. If JB does his normal thing, which we all expect him to do, he will absolutely not only go off, but make sure this Knicks team starts blowing out this Philadelphia 76ers team. I know it's easy not to say that, and it's easy to believe that the New York Knicks don't have a chance, because you see on paper, they have Joel Embiid. Do you see his health status on paper? Are you able to watch how he landed on paper? Were you able to see how much pain he was in on paper? Because if not, don't talk to me about how teams look on paper. The New York Knicks right now are the better team and have the better roster against this current version of the Philadelphia 76ers. A hobbled 76ers team relying on Joel Embiid, who clearly is not healthy, clearly cannot get it done, and is suffering so much pain with that knee. The one thing I'll give to Philly, and it's only to the former MVP of the league, Joel Embiid. Props. Respect. He went down in that second quarter, never thought we were going to see him again. Came back in the third, whether you want to say injection shot or not, still came back in the third and still did what he needed to do for his team. Was one of the main reasons the Sixers came back into that game in the third. We saw Mitchell Robinson's best game back from surgery last night against Joel Embiid. Maybe didn't have the points like you guys expected, but my goodness, the defensive impact was felt from start to finish. You can see Embiid was bothered. You want to know why Embiid did that self-pass dunk to himself? It's because he was frustrated because he could not get an easy look. So he did that move, and it looked spectacular. But then he went down because of it, because you cannot push yourself given the injury that he has. But he did that because he wanted to get something going for his team. Again, respectable. Commendable, but you have to know yourself and your body. Putting yourself in that position hurt your team in the long run because you missed that entire second quarter afterwards, and the Knicks ran through Philly because of that. Something very important to note as well, according to NBA insider Steph Bondi. Think we've seen Thibs' 8-man rotation. Barring foul trouble and no surprises, it's going to be Mitchell Robinson, Bojan Bogdanovic, and Miles McBride off the bench. That means with those three guys, plus Jalen, Dante, Hart, Isaiah Hartenstein, and of course, OG Anunoby. That's going to be your 8 rotation players for this playoffs, according to NBA insider Steph Bondi. And if you were watching the game last night, it does seem like that's going to be the case, especially given the game was so close from time to time. If Thibodeau only played those 8, it's clear those 8 are going to get the most minutes, regardless if he expands it later on. Those 8 players are always going to see action. That means Precious Achiuwa has become situational. That also means Alec Burks, who was supposed to take Miles McBride's spot, especially after they traded for him, given his play and his lack of impact, Miles McBride now has that spot, and Alec Burks has become situational. Tom Thibodeau made that adjustment and made that call. And I know we like to hate on Thibs from time to time, but for right now, today, we have to give him praise and we have to give him credit. He could have went to his favorites, but you know what he did? He let the game dictate what he should do. And that meant playing Miles McBride and benching and keeping Alec Burks as situational. That was the right move. It clearly paid off. And you know we have to talk about Josh Hart before we close the video. Josh Hart in game 1, 22 points, 13 in the fourth, 4 of 8 from 3. Yes, Josh Hart, and 13 rebounds. You want to talk about X Factor. You want to talk about Miles McBride. You want to talk about Mitchell Robinson. Josh Hart was one of the biggest X factors for the New York Knicks last night, hitting threes like Josh Hart's not supposed to do. But you know what? He didn't hesitate. They gave him that shot and he took it. Sometimes he missed those threes, but sometimes he got them in, because you never know unless you take them. And when you're wide open, you owe it to your team to take them. He did that. And because he did that, he became a threat from three for that game. That means that fake hesitation move that he always does, that he catches nobody with, he was actually catching some people with it last night because he became a threat from three. That's why you have to shoot those shots when you're open, because you're likely going to make it in. And if you do, it opens up the game even more for you. I think that's another reason why Josh Hart was so impactful for this Knicks team. We have Julius Randle out for this Knicks team, but it doesn't matter because everybody's playing unselfishly. We've all bought in and we're playing for each other. You saw that last night. That's one of the main reasons this Knicks team won the game without Jalen Brunson, your superstar, going off. Game 2, mark my words. You can clip this if you want to. Jalen Brunson goes off in game 2. Write the headline, it's going to exist. And when he goes off and this Knicks team does what it does consistently, you're going to see the level of difference that this team operates versus what this current version of the Sixers team is capable of. You guys haven't seen the shift or the level of difference yet. Wait till Brunson goes off so you're going to see it very clearly, just like I do. But what about you guys? What do you think about the New York Knicks game 1 win over the Philadelphia 76ers? And how long do you expect this series to go? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.